This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The council was recently just asked to sign off on a resolution supporting the removal of the 33. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've been very clear on this. And I think my colleague, Leah Houghton-Polk, kind of spoke to it very clearly. We're trying to bring a community together, but we're also dividing them. And I don't think we want to do that. And for me, honestly, I have not attended any meetings. I have not had any input. So for me, if to come in at tail end, I just think it's disingenuous and I don't want to do it. However, from what I've heard that the folks were speaking to the issue regarding having an environmental, I totally agree. There should be environmental. People have concerns on the impact of what's going to happen there, and I think that should be done. But then it was referred to that there was an environmental, so I'm not totally sure, and I've not been totally involved. But again, I think my colleague said it very well, that we want those two groups to come together and have an understanding. And then the Common Council can support possibly that. I don't know if that makes any sense, because it's a state project. It's not a city project. It's a state project. I know I don't have any influence with the governor. Maybe some others do, but I don't. But I do hope that they can come together, because I think that that's very necessary. Let's come to a understanding of what we can support and then bring the council in to say what we can do. But I don't know if it's going to make sense, to be quite honest. I don't. But I would be willing to do something if there's a meeting of the minds that this is what we want to do and this is what we want you to support, because we are the voice of the people. So if we can sit something to the governor's office that they'll listen to, I'm for it.
You know, it was really interesting hearing the people talk about it, because it's almost like a catch-22 situation, right? Either you keep it and then you risk creating environmental risk, or you take it out and there's still environmental risk from cars building up and traffic building up. At least that's what I was gathering from what people were saying over there too. So, I mean, it almost doesn't really seem like there's an easy go-around for all of this, but from where it stands right now, would you be comfortable signing off on something like that to remove the 33?
I don't know enough to say that, because what is the alternative? We're going to have cars going through our neighborhoods that we currently have on a lower level. So I guess the environmental is really what we need to see, what that impact says. What is it? Is it going to be helpful to do it one way versus the other? I'm not totally sure. But at the end of the day, one of the things I'm very concerned about is that we may lose this money. With the current president in office, are they going to come and strip this money from us? It's a possibility. And so while we're sitting here going back and forth on this aspect of it, we may lose it totally if we don't get together and make a decision and support that decision so that something can happen. Because I'd rather have something happen that could be a benefit to improving the neighborhood as opposed to nothing.